quick pause. Now, I know you're here to clear that mental fog, but let's not forget the whole body that's carrying it around. Think back. Remember the last time you really had to go, but the bathroom was, say, 100 feet away? No problem now, but in a few years, that might feel like the New York Marathon. Good news, we've got podcasts to help. Resilience Rituals will keep you up on your goals. Mindful Mover gets you moving, and 6-Minute Reset keeps those habits in check. After all, staying light on your feet might just keep you light on your bladder, too, if you know what I mean. Dr. Lance Labno's got your back, and your knees, and that stiff neck you keep ignoring. Whether you've got 5 minutes or half an hour, he'll show you how to feel better and move like you mean it. Hit subscribe on the Resilience Flow Network on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because hey, the future you wants to dance, not hobble. Hello, and welcome back to Resilient Rituals, the podcast where we help you clear away the daily stress and reveal the bright blue sky of clarity underneath. I'm your host, Lance Labno. If you've ever felt buried under a mountain of never-ending to-do lists, you're definitely in the right place. Today, we're diving into a topic that might sound a bit mystical at first, rituals. But don't worry, I'm not asking you to break out the drums. Unless, of course, you're into that kind of vibe. Ever feel like you're stuck on a hamster wheel? Running endlessly but never actually getting anywhere? It's exhausting, isn't it? Well, today, I want to help you hop off that wheel and take control of your own journey. Imagine your daily habits as your GPS, setting the path toward your goals. When you make those small, consistent turns, you're on your way. But without clear direction, let's just say you're more likely to find yourself in a ditch before you've even finished your morning cleanse. Think of your life as a long road trip. Your habits are the car you're driving, and your rituals? They're the tune-ups that keep everything running smoothly. Just like you wouldn't skip an oil change and expect your car to make it across the country, you can't neglect your own well-being and hope for the best. These rituals are your chance to pause, refuel, and maybe even grab a little snack. Skip them, and you'll likely find yourself broken down on the side of the road, regretting that sketchy gas station sushi you thought was a good idea. Trust me, I know. Building new habits can feel about as exciting as cleaning out the garage. We've all been there, trying and failing spectacularly. I remember deciding I was going to do yoga every day. Spoiler, it lasted 3 days, and I managed to pull a muscle reaching for the TV remote. So if your New Year's resolution didn't even make it to February, relax. You're in great company here. Isn't it funny how we make the same grand promises every Monday? This week, I'll wake up early, meditate, and live on nothing but salads. And then by Wednesday, we're back to hitting snooze, skipping breakfast, and calling that half-eaten bag of chips a lunch. It's almost like our bodies come with a built-in cheat code for self-sabotage. I once thought I could transform my mornings with a complex 20-step routine that included journaling, stretching, and reading self-help books. Yeah, that lasted exactly one day. Now my morning ritual is more like coffee, stretch, don't trip over the dog. So if you're struggling to stick to a new habit, don't worry, you're not failing, you're just human. By the time we wrap up today, you'll have 3 straightforward strategies to help you create rituals that actually stick. We're not talking about anything fancy or complicated, just practical, easy to implement tips that can make a big impact. Got a hectic schedule? No problem. These tips are designed to fit into even the busiest of days. If I can manage them, anyone can. And if you're listening right now, you're already one step ahead. You could have chosen to scroll mindlessly through social media, but instead, you hit play on this podcast. That's a win in my book. So give yourself a little pat on the back. Just make sure you don't pull a muscle doing it. If you haven't already, take a second to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. Each week, we bring you bite-sized, actionable tips to help you build a healthier, happier life, one habit at a time. And hey, we'd love to see your progress. Share your journey with us using the hashtag #ResilientRituals. Who knows? You might even inspire me to level up my own routine. Currently, it's just stretch, coffee, and hope I don't open my inbox before 8 a.m. Okay, let's get right into it. Today, we're uncovering why rituals are the hidden superpower behind creating habits that actually stick. And no, it's not about chanting mantras or lighting candles. It's all about making your life easier and more streamlined. Stick around until the end. I've got a simple, fun challenge for you that you can try this week. It's so easy. You can do it while brushing your teeth. Just a heads up, if you're one of those people who tries to text, sip coffee, and brush your teeth at the same time, this might be a good time to focus on just one thing. Part 1. Why rituals matter. Let's explore why rituals are more than just routines. They're like small anchors that help steady your day, giving you a sense of control and calm. Picture this. Your morning stretch isn't just about loosening up your body. It's like tuning an instrument before a concert. When you're in tune, everything that follows feels smoother. And that evening walk, it's your final bow. The curtain call that helps you wrap up your day on a positive note. Picture yourself sailing through a stormy sea of endless tasks, notifications, and distractions. It's easy to feel lost. This is where rituals come in. They're like lighthouses, small beacons that cut through the chaos and keep you focused on your true course. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or a quick 5-minute stretch, these rituals act as guiding lights, helping you navigate the noise and find your way back to what matters most. Here's a bit of brain science for you. Rituals help your brain create what are essentially mental shortcuts. It's like forming a well-trodden path through a forest. The more you walk it, the easier and faster it becomes. Psychologically, rituals are your brain's way of automating positive behaviors. It's the same process that lets you drive on autopilot. You're not actively thinking about every turn because your brain already knows the route. Think of it like playing a video game. At first, you have to remember all the controls, but after a while, you don't even think about it. You just know what to do. Rituals teach your brain these shortcuts, making it easier to do good things without even trying. Rituals tap into the brain's basal ganglia, the part responsible for habit formation. By repeating specific actions consistently, we create a loop. Cue, routine, reward. This loop strengthens neural pathways, making these actions automatic and reducing the mental energy required. Essentially, rituals are like cognitive hacks that streamline our decision-making process. Let me share a quick story about a client I once worked with. She had dealt with chronic back pain for years and tried everything. Physical therapy, massage, even acupuncture, but nothing seemed to stick. The turning point came when she added a simple ritual, 5 minutes of stretching every morning. It wasn't the stretch itself that made the biggest impact, it was the consistency. This daily commitment gradually retrained her body's response, creating a ripple effect that improved her entire sense of well-being. Before you start picturing her in a full yoga flow at sunrise, sipping on a green smoothie, let me set the record straight. It was more like a quick stretch in her pajamas, with her dog constantly trying to take over her spot on the floor. And that's the beauty of rituals. They don't need to be Instagram perfect, they just need to be yours. Let's take a quick moment for a mini reset together. If you're sitting or standing right now, gently roll your shoulders back, lift your head up, and take a deep breath in. Hold it for a beat, then slowly release. Feel that tension easing out of your neck and shoulders. This simple act can be a mini ritual you add throughout your day, like a tiny pause button that helps you reset before diving back into the chaos. Part 2. Building effective habits. Think of building a habit like planting a tiny seed. At first, it's barely visible and needs some care to take root. But if you consistently tend to it, it grows stronger and soon becomes a vibrant part of your daily routine. Ignore it, though, and it shrivels up before it even has a chance to grow. Just a little daily attention, like a sprinkle of water, can make all the difference. Imagine your mind as a garden, and each habit you cultivate is a seed you plant. positive rituals like a morning walk, mindful breathing, or starting the day with gratitude are like vibrant flowers that brighten your mental landscape. On the flip side, negative habits like checking your phone the moment you wake up are the weeds that can overtake everything else. The good news? You get to choose which seeds to water. Less is more. The most common pitfall when starting a new habit is going all in from the get-go. It's like trying to sprint a marathon. Burnout is almost guaranteed. Instead, start with something small and manageable. Think of it like seasoning your meal. Just a pinch is enough to enhance the flavor, but too much and it becomes overwhelming. I once convinced myself that every morning would start with a 30-minute workout, a fresh smoothie, and a deep dive into a self-improvement podcast. Spoiler alert, it lasted one day, and by the next morning, I was napping on my yoga mat. Now, I keep it simple with a stretch and a moment of quiet reflection instead. And honestly, it's been a game changer. The power of repetition. Building a habit isn't about going all out or making grand gestures. It's about showing up regularly, even if it's just for a few moments. Think of it like tending a plant. You don't dump a bucket of water on it once a month. Instead, you give it a little attention every day. Over time, those small efforts add up, creating growth that you might not notice day to day, but becomes undeniable over time. Think about brushing your teeth. You don't do it for an hour once a week. You do it for 2 minutes every day. That's the secret of consistency. Small actions done regularly lead to big results. Tie it to an existing habit. One of the most effective ways to cement a new habit is by pairing it with something you already do. This technique is called habit stacking. It's like piggybacking one habit onto another, making it easier to remember and stick with. For instance, while you wait for your morning toast to pop up, try a quick standing stretch or take a moment to visualize your goals for the day. You're already in the kitchen, so why not use that time wisely? Take a moment to reflect on your routine. What's one thing you already do every single day, no matter what? It could be brushing your teeth, washing your face, or feeding the cat. Now, consider adding a small ritual to that habit, like doing a quick stretch before you start your shower, or taking a mindful breath while feeding your pet. How could this tiny addition change the tone of your morning? All right, before we move on to our next tip, let's take a quick break for a message from our sponsor. They're all about helping you create a healthier, more comfortable workspace. And I have to say, it's made a huge difference for me. Stick around, because when we come back, we're diving into how you can make these rituals a part of your daily life with ease and flow. Before we dive in, let's talk about the fall. No, not autumn, but the one we all worry about as we get older. Ever think that today's skipped balance exercises could be tomorrow's tumble? Here's the good news. We've got you covered. Clearing the clouds sharpens your mind. Mindful Mover keeps you steady. Resilience Rituals sets your goals. And the 6-minute reset makes it all doable. Because let's be real. Nobody wants a lifetime membership to fall prevention classes in their 70s. Dr. Lance Labno, a real-life body whisperer, is here to help you outsmart aches and pains. All you need is a few minutes. Heck, start with 2 if you have to. Hit subscribe on the Resilience Flow Network wherever you get your podcasts. Because getting older doesn't mean bending over should sound like bubble wrap. All right, it's time for a quick fix. Simple changes that make a surprisingly big impact. Think of it like finding a shortcut you never knew existed. It's small, but it saves you time and effort. Here's a tip you can start implementing right now. Set a reminder on your phone to take a stretch break every hour. And I know what you're thinking. Another reminder? My phone already sounds like a digital nanny. But hear me out. This little nudge can make a world of difference over time. Think of it like taking your body off airplane mode. You wouldn't sit through a 10-hour flight without getting up at least once, unless you want to arrive at your destination looking like a human pretzel. These stretch breaks are your opportunity to unfold yourself, shake out the kinks, and remind your spine that it's not a candy cane. I started doing the stretch reminder thing last year, and I'm not exaggerating when I say it's a game changer. Before, I'd sit at my desk for hours, hunched over like a gargoyle, guarding my keyboard. Now, I get up every hour, and it's like hitting the refresh button on my entire body. Plus, it's a great excuse to walk away from that awkward Zoom call for a minute. Just tell them you're calibrating your ergonomic alignment. Sounds fancy, right? Let's talk about the 5-minute ritual. I'm not asking you to meditate on a mountaintop or journal like you're writing the next great American novel. Just choose one simple activity you can commit to every single day for 5 minutes. Whether it's stretching, deep breathing, or writing down one thing you're grateful for. Think of it like brushing your teeth, but for your mind. It's small, it's quick, and if you skip it, you'll start noticing the funk pretty fast. And trust me, no one wants mental bad breath. The goal here is to make this ritual a non-negotiable part of your day. Imagine trying to skip your morning coffee. Exactly, it's not going to happen. Treat your 5-minute ritual the same way. Maybe your ritual is doing a quick stretch first thing in the morning. Picture this. You roll out of bed, stretch your arms up like you're trying to reach that top shelf where you hid the good snacks, and just breathe. It takes 2 minutes, tops, but it signals to your brain that you're ready to start the day on your terms, not just react to whatever chaos is waiting in your inbox. Look, I know some of you are saying, I don't even have 5 minutes. But if you have time to scroll through Instagram or watch another cat video, you definitely have 5 minutes. The key is to make it so simple and enjoyable that skipping it feels like missing dessert. Now, let's talk about the habit stacking method. This is where you combine your new ritual with something you already do every day, like brushing your teeth, making your morning coffee, or staring blankly at your phone while you wait for the microwave to finish. Think of it like a 2-for-1 deal at the grocery store. You're already doing one thing, so why not get a bonus habit for free? For instance, if you brush your teeth twice a day, use those 2 minutes to do a neck stretch. It's not like you're doing anything else exciting while brushing, unless you're one of those people who multitasks by practicing dance moves in the mirror. In that case, please share a video. Here are a few creative habit stacking examples. While your coffee is brewing, take a moment to do a quick breathing exercise. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4, and exhale for 4. It's called box breathing, and it's like hitting the reset button for your brain. Plus, it gives you something to do while you impatiently wait for that caffeine fix. While you're in the shower, do a quick calf stretch. The hot water will help relax your muscles. And you're already standing there, so why not make it productive? Just maybe don't do any acrobatics. You don't want to be the person who ends up explaining to the ER nurse that you slipped doing morning yoga. Every time you pick up your phone, take 10 seconds to roll your shoulders back. We all know you're checking your notifications, so you might as well counteract the text neck at the same time. Here's a tip that doesn't get nearly enough attention. Check in with yourself each week to see if your new ritual is actually working for you. It's like reviewing your grocery list after a shopping trip. If you bought a bunch of kale but it's still sitting in the fridge 2 weeks later, it's time to admit that maybe you're more of a chips person. Ask yourself, is this ritual making my day better or does it feel like a chore? If it's the latter, it's time for a tweak. It's like trying to wear skinny jeans after a year of sweatpants. You've got to find what fits. If your 5-minute stretch routine feels like torture, maybe swap it for a 5-minute walk instead. The key is to find something you look forward to, even if it's as simple as sitting quietly with your coffee for a few moments. If you're dreading it, you won't stick to it, period. All right, let's do a quick recap before we wrap up. Remember, it's not about doing everything perfectly. It's about making small, sustainable changes that fit into your life like that perfect pair of socks, comfortable and almost invisible, but they make everything better. Set a stretch reminder on your phone every hour. It's a tiny action that keeps you from turning into a desk statue. Choose one simple activity you can do daily. No excuses. It's your daily mental floss. Quick, easy, and surprisingly effective. Pair your new ritual with an existing habit for a seamless fit. It's like a peanut butter and jelly combo. Better together. Reflect on your ritual each week. If it feels more like a chore than a choice, adjust it until it works for you. Don't underestimate the power of tiny habits. They might seem small, but over time they build momentum like a snowball rolling downhill. What starts as a small change can turn into something powerful and life-changing. So give these tips a try. And remember, if you slip up, it's no big deal. There's always room for you to jump back in and keep going. And hey, if you're rejoining the bandwagon, bring a smile and maybe a good story to share. All right, let's take a moment to look back at what we covered today. We started by exploring why rituals matter, how these small anchors can keep us grounded, and help us navigate the chaos of daily life. We talked about the science behind it, diving into how rituals create neural pathways that make good habits automatic. In simpler terms, it's like teaching your brain to take the fast lane, instead of getting stuck in traffic every morning. We also discussed the importance of starting small, because let's face it, trying to overhaul your entire life in a week is like trying to sprint a marathon. It's a recipe for burnout. Instead, we focused on building effective habits with practical tips like the 5-minute ritual, habit stacking, and regular check-ins. And let's not forget that real-time stretch we did together. Remember how good it felt to roll your shoulders back and take that deep breath? It's these tiny actions that add up over time, creating a ripple effect that can transform your day. And if you were sitting there thinking, "Wow, I really needed that stretch," congratulations. You've already taken your first step toward a healthier, happier you. See, you're already winning. And the episode's not even over yet. Next week, we're taking things up a notch. We'll be diving deeper into the science behind habit formation. Think of it as a behind-the-scenes tour of your brain's inner workings. We're going to uncover why some rituals stick like super glue, while others slip away faster than your New Year's resolutions. I'll share practical, research-backed strategies to make your rituals truly unbreakable, so they become a seamless part of your life. Whether you're trying to build a new morning routine, or finally kick that habit of scrolling through your phone before bed, you won't want to miss this one. Did you know your brain has a lazy mode? It's called the default mode network, and next week we'll talk about how to trick it into working for you instead of against you. Trust me, it's a lot more fun than it sounds, unless you're my brain, in which case it's going to feel like it's finally being put to work after years of coasting on autopilot. Before we wrap up, make sure to hit download to save this episode for later. I guarantee you'll want to come back to these tips the next time you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed. And don't forget to subscribe, so you'll be the first to know when the next episode drops, if you've been following along and trying out these small changes. We'd love to hear from you. Share your ritual building journey with us on social media using hashtag resilient rituals. Whether it's a photo of your new morning routine, a funny story about your first attempt at habit stacking, or just a quick message to say hi, I'd love to see how you're making this work in your own life. And here's a bonus challenge for you. Tag a friend who might need a little nudge to start their own ritual journey. We're building a community here, one small step at a time, and your story might be the spark someone else needs to make a positive change. A moment of mindful gratitude. Before we say goodbye, let's take a moment together. Wherever you are right now, whether you're sitting at your desk, driving home, or taking a walk, just pause and take a deep breath in. Hold it for a second, and now let it out slowly. Feel your shoulders relax. Feel that sense of release. Take a second to appreciate yourself for showing up today and listening. Remember these small shifts we talked about. They might seem tiny on their own, but each one is a building block towards a stronger, healthier, more resilient you. Thank you so much for joining me today on Resilient Rituals. You've taken time out of your busy day to focus on yourself, and that's something worth celebrating. Keep those small shifts going, because every tiny habit you build is a step closer to the life you want to live. And don't worry if it feels slow at first. Remember, even the mightiest oak tree started as a tiny acorn, so be patient, be kind to yourself, and keep showing up. Hey there. Ever thought about the habits you're building now that might just sneak up on you later? Today, it's easy to skip a few squats. And tomorrow? Well, let's just say, depends might come in handy if you're not exactly moving mindfully. That's why I've got four podcasts that dive deep into resilience, movement, mindfulness, and keeping you active. From Clearing the Clouds, which will help you clear your head and focus, to Mindful Mover, that'll get you moving like you've got no extra baggage. And don't miss 6-Minute Reset. Yes, you can reset in just 6 minutes, because whether it's strength, peace, or bladder control, it's all about the habits you're building now. So let's get into today's episode and stay out of diapers together, shall we?